I spent the weekend at an event for young people discerning a call to ordained ministry. Worship, workshops, late night fellowship time, discussing God's call. It's an absolutely amazing event. It is busy. It is high energy. It is filled with nonstop conversation. So getting everyone from one moment on the schedule to the next moment on the schedule is not an easy feat, especially at mealtimes. Young people from all over the country who sort of feel like, am I the only one who feels this way? This call from God, there's not a lot of people like me, are all in the same place with people who are all experiencing that. And it's a very cool thing to be in that presence. And, oh, tell me your story. And I'm going to tell you my story. And oh my goodness, fast friends are made and it is busy. In the past, I remember the staff moving from table to table, trying to politely interrupt these conversations, let people know that something important was about to happen. You need to pay attention and get going. I remember the staff moving from table to table, not trying to be polite. Okay, let's go. That was always fun. Getting clapped, that's a beautiful thing. With a room full of several hundred young people engaged in all sorts of conversation and excitement, even the clapping was a futile effort. But over the last few years, there was a change in how they do this. Now when it's time to move from one place to another, someone walks through the room with a tiny hand chime. Ding. Ding. And it's amazing. It works. They hit that little chime and every head looks up. They don't even have to say anything. People hear that little bell ring and they realize that something is about to happen. So they get moving. That ring interrupts the noise of life. That ring grabs our attention and invites us to know that something important is about to happen, and it gets us moving. This, for me, is the sacred nature of bells on All Saints' Day. As names are read and the candles are lit, that crystal clear tone of the bells cuts through the room. As our processional banner makes its way around the room, ringing and chiming out, our attention is drawn. The noise of life is interrupted that we might remember. We reflect today on the great cloud of witnesses. Those who have gone before us, our everyday saints. In our tradition, there's not a small select group of saints. Instead of requiring three miracles and a whole bunch of politicking, our requirements to be the saint are simple. Share God's love with the world as you live, and you will be named one of our saints. In choosing a scripture for today, I was reminded of how open this invitation is. As I searched the scriptures, I found a beautiful passage from Ephesians where Paul is giving thanks for the community's love of all the saints. So I wrote down the chapter and the verse. Since I was traveling, I went to my Kindle Bible where I usually copy and paste the scripture into my sermon. And I found the chapter and the verse and I copied and pasted it. And then when I read it, I thought I'd copied the wrong verse because it didn't say what I just read. The one I just read said all the saints, and this didn't say that. And since it's All Saints Day, it felt important that I have a scripture that say all the saints. Turns out I'd switched translations. The New Revised Standard Version and the Common English Bible didn't translate the Greek word hagios the same way. Where one had used the word saints, the other had translated it, all God's people. And that rang true for me. All God's people. And I gave thanks that this truth, that all God's people are our saints, I gave thanks that it had been brought so clearly to my attention. I invite you to hear Paul's words to the church at Ephesus. I've received an inheritance from Christ. In fact, we have all received an inheritance from Christ. We were destined by the plan of God, who accomplishes everything according to his design. We are called to be an honor to God's glory because we were the first hope in Christ. You too heard the word of truth in Christ, which is the good news of your salvation. You were sealed with the promised Spirit because you believed. The Holy Spirit is the down payment on our inheritance, which is applied toward our redemption as God's own people. Since I heard about your faith in Jesus and your love for all God's people, this is the reason that I do not stop giving thanks to God for you. I pray that God, our Lord, the Father of glory, will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God known to you. I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's call, what is the richness of God's glorious inheritance. Since I heard about your faith, since I heard about your faith in Jesus and your love for all the saints, for all of God's people, just as Paul spoke to his congregation, I speak to you. Thank you for your love for all God's people. As our scripture names it, love for all of God's people is our inheritance. As we read names this day, as we remember the saints who touched our lives, we honor what God has done, we honor what God is doing, and we honor what God will do through each of us and what God is doing in this place. Just as Paul prays for his congregation, I pray for all of us. Not only that we would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation that makes God known to us, but that we would live that spirit so that God is known in our community. I believe that our congregation is called by God to serve as a bell to the people of Highlands and the world beyond. There is no doubt in my heart or my mind that God is calling us to break through the noise of life, to capture the attention of the world around us, and let them, all people, know that something important is happening. When we proclaim God's love for all, when we feed the hungry, when we house those without homes, when we teach children and care for the planet and tend to the brokenness in times of trouble, we are living into that call. That's what God is doing in this place. That's what God is doing through you when you offer, as we pray each week, what we have and what we do and even more who we are. Your generosity and commitment to support the ministries of our congregation, your generosity reverberates out into the world. That's something this congregation has done for more than 125 years. And they've celebrated that in many different ways. Back in the 1930s, 1940s, Sunday school here at Highlands had a very neat tradition. In fact, Miss Marion Brackett came to our confirmation class and told the confirmation kids about it. There was this little wooden church. It sat in the history room for the longest time, and Miss Marion grabbed it. There was this itty-bitty little wooden church, and each year on your birthday, you would get to put a coin in for every year old you were. But the really cool thing was, there's a bell inside. Hey, Marion, I fixed it. I had to. As soon as I heard the story from our history of this little church that rang its bell, well, the rest of the sermon wrote itself. Because this is our inheritance, isn't it? A church that where what we offer rings out in a world that needs to be reminded that God loves them. I think about that line in Paul's prayer. I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's call, what is the richness of God's glorious inheritance. I think it's beautiful on All Saints Day as we light candles to remember those who have gone before us, that the prayer is that we would have enough light to see God's plan, because we have seen it in the lives of every one of these people we named and said aloud and rang bells for and carry in our hearts. We've seen it. The hope of God's call and the richness of God's glory. That's why I feel so strongly about supporting the ministry of Highlands United Methodist Church. Megan and I give $500 a month to support the day-to-day ministry of this congregation. And we do so because we see hope made real. And we believe that God is working through this congregation, and we want to be a part of it. That's why we give. The day-to-day ministry of this congregation has blessed us, and we want to help bless others. And I ask that as you begin to pray and reflect on how you will allow God to work through you in the year to come, that you would pray in that way. God, what do you want to do through me? How can I be a part of bringing something beautiful into this world? Everything we do here to build a home where all belong is supported and funded by you. And I tell you, God has great plans for us to grow into as we seek to care for the saints, for all of God's people. We've gathered the plans for next year. All of our ministry teams and committees have been dreaming and discerning. And with that done, I can tell you, we are only $20,000 of growth in giving away from what we need to fully fund every dream for next year's ministry. We can do that. Not only does the 2018 plan for ministry include growth in program ministries for all of our ministry teams, every single one of them increasing outreach and service, ringing out to the world in new ways. In my opinion, the biggest dream of the 2018 plan for ministry is the inclusion of a half-time associate pastor. For all of our growth over the last 5 years, including 114% increase in attendance, our incredibly expanded ministries and programs, all that we're doing in this place that keeps us ringing, our staffing levels are actually lower than they were 5 years ago. As we build a home where all belong, we need another set of hands to help lead our work and guide all of us in offering the care that is this beautiful place in ministry. Our staff parish relations committee handles human resources, and they have identified key areas that an associate pastor could care for, bringing more intention and attention to the relationships that make us who we are. Things like small group development for Bible studies, life studies, topical studies, increased pastoral care, caring for the new and potential relationships the garage is going to introduce us to. We have so many dreams, so many opportunities as we continue to share the light and bring attention to what God is doing in this world. And it is entirely possible for all of it to be a part of our 2018 ministry, that we might truly interrupt the noise of the world and bring attention to the love and grace of God. Because the values and vision of this congregation, well, I think they ring true.